Pat, I actually have one question, which is always, and I think maybe you might address this in the book. It was the difference between the English and the Japanese version.
Yeah.
Because the English version was actually quite critical. It talked about Made in Japan and mm-hmm. a man-made disaster, mm-hmm. whereas the Japanese version was not as, I think, direct. And so I'm just wondering about the difference between the two. The translation as well as the original Japanese.
Okay, I wrote this thing too, just why don't you buy it and read it, because that's my recommendation. But if I have to answer, I think this two executive summary, we are certain we have to develop English version one way or another, because I think press and everything was open to any journalist, so that English version, we didn't have time, so just we had a special English version team at that time, and full text has been online in October. Took 3 months to do that, because that's more like actually follow what we write in entire text and my sort of preface, because the lack of time, this is a sort of global audience, so that we just did that. That's the reason this is the chairman's message, because that's my personal message, and also the content of this executive summary in English is completely different from Japanese version, because Japanese version is just a combination of certain things, even this law and other things, but the English version, it's very irrelevant, so just completely different. So if you read the content, that's completely different. So that first you have to see that, and then I summarize a message, which is consistent with my personal view, if you follow my blog, and also just my personal message like this. So make it a very precise, concrete thing for many to understand Japan. So this kind of thing. So in a narrative, maybe a bit strong and sort of succinct. But Japanese tend to be not succinct. That's another sort of Japanese thing. Well, that's the reason when you give some keynote speech like Abe-san and Haisho, and I think even when I was serving as a Fuda-san as a sort of chief science advisor, he had to give a 30-minute talk at World Economic Forum, so just I was working with him, but I suggested at the end, why don't you make this in English first, and then send it to the translator, and just translate back to Japanese, or why don't you read it? That's to be a much better way to communicate. For example, in Japanese, when you start talking about something and you see the ambience, and at the end you can say to wa omoimasen or omoimasu. So I do think or I do not think, it comes at the end, because that's you're reading the ambience of your sort of audience response. So if you say this thing in a simultaneous translation, always other language, usually I do not think or I believe or this, it comes first and then you listen. But in Japanese, that comes at the end. So I think for translation, it must be very hard, in my view.
Okay, I'd like to continue with questions.